Sangkuriang, legenda Gunung Tangkuban Parahu. Dahulu kala, di sebuah hutan belantara, hiduplah seorang putri cantik bernama Dayang Sumbi yang saling bercinta dengan seekor anjing hitam bernama Tumang. Tidak lama setelah pernikahannya, lahirlah seorang anak yang bertumbuh dengan sangat lucu, sehat, dan pintar bernama Sangkuriang. Sangkuriang tidak pernah tahu kalau Tumang, sang anjing, yang selalu menemaninya adalah ayahnya sendiri. Melihat kedekatan antara suami dan anaknya, Dayang Sumbi semakin mencintai mereka berdua. Walau demikian, Dayang Sumbi tidak pernah berpikir untuk memberitahukan Sangkuriang tentang siapa Tumang sebenarnya. Dayang Sumbi senang ketika Sangkuriang bercerita kalau dia sudah mengajak Tumang akan berburu rusa. "Anakku tahu betul kalau aku sangat suka daging hati rusa," tukasnya. Mereka pergi berhari-hari. Ketika Sangkuriang muncul dalam pandangannya, Dayang Sumbi merangkulnya gembira. Daging hati rusa yang dibawa Sangkuriang cepat-cepat diambil untuk menunjukkan tanda penghargaan atas usahanya menyenangkan dirinya. Dayang Sumbi tersadar bahwa pulangnya Sangkuriang tidak disertai Tumang. Cepat-cepat dia bertanya kepada Sangkuriang di mana Tumang. Sangkuriang tampak segan untuk menceritakan mengapa Tumang tidak ikut pulang setelah berburu rusa di hutan. Dayang Sumbi semakin penasaran dan khawatir mendengar penjelasan Sangkuriang. Sangkuriang bercerita bahwa dia sangat kesulitan berhasil menangkap rusa sebagaimana dia janjikan. Sangkuriang menyuruh Tumang untuk mengejar rusa, namun tetap tidak berhasil menangkapnya. Sangkuriang tumpahkan segala kekesalannya atas ketidakberhasilannya menangkap rusa kepada Tumang, seolah Tumanglah penyebab kegagalan ini. Pikiran buruk merasuki hati Sangkuriang. Dia tancapkan panah tajam ke arah Tumang dan mengambil hati anjing itu untuk diberikan kepada Dayang Sumbi. Perasaan Dayang Sumbi sangat hancur mendengar cerita ini. Tanpa berpikir panjang, dia benturkan kepala Sangkuriang pada batang pohon yang di dekatnya sambil berteriak-teriak histeris. Dayang Sumbi mengusir Sangkuriang dan melarangnya kembali kepadanya. Sangkuriang pergi tanpa tujuan sambil menyesali perbuatannya dan memegangi luka di kepala yang cukup serius. Dia pergi, tinggal di hutan. Di sana dia diasuh, diberi makan dan dibesarkan oleh seorang petapa tua. Beberapa tahun berikutnya, Sangkuriang berubah menjadi seorang pemuda yang tampan dan sakti, berkelana dari satu tempat ke tempat untuk mencari ilmu pengetahuan. Suatu hari, tanpa dia sadari, dia sedang melangkahkan kaki ke tempat dia dibesarkan oleh ibunya bertahun-tahun lalu. Hatinya bergejolak ketika melihat seorang perempuan yang sangat memesona. Tanpa dia sadari, perempuan yang dia lihat adalah Dayang Sumbi, ibunya sendiri yang tetap cantik. Dayang Sumbi pun merasakan birahi yang sama terhadap Sangkuriang. Mereka pun sering bertemu dan saling bercengkrama, layaknya dua manusia yang sedang jatuh cinta. Dayang Sumbi tidak menolak sedikit pun ketika Sangkuriang mengatakan ingin menikahinya. Namun, dia kaget melihat bekas luka di kepala Sangkuriang. Luka tersebut meyakinkannya bahwa Sangkuriang adalah anaknya. Tidak mungkin bagi dia untuk menikahi seorang anak, tapi terlalu berat juga untuk ingkar janji dengan apa yang sudah disepakatinya untuk menikahinya. Maka, pada pertemuan berikutnya, Dayang Sumbi menyampaikan syarat yang harus dipenuhi oleh Sangkuriang kalau ingin menikahinya. Dayang Sumbi ingin dibuatkan sebuah perahu kayu besar dalam satu malam saja. Dengan harapan, Sangkuriang tidak akan dapat melakukan syarat itu. Ulangi, dengan harapan, Sangkuriang tidak akan dapat melakukan syarat ini. Sangkuriang setuju dengan syarat ini. Dengan kesaktiannya, Sang kuryang bekerja keras membuat perahu tersebut sebelum fajar datang. Makhluk-makhluk asing dari hutan dikerahkan untuk membantunya. Dayang Sumbi sangat khawatir dengan hal ini dan berpikir keras untuk menggagalkan usaha sang kuryang sambil terus berdoa. Dalam doanya, Dayang Sumbi mendapat ilham. Dia cepat-cepat meniru suara ayam berkokok sekencang-kencangnya. Maka, ketika makhluk-makhluk asing yang membantu sang kuryang mendengar suara tersebut, mereka lari meninggalkan pekerjaannya yang belum selesai. Mereka pikir fajar telah tiba. Mereka adalah makhluk malam yang takut dengan siang. Sang kuryang marah dan merasa pekerjaannya akan gagal karena tidak dibantu oleh makhluk-makhluk asing itu. Maka dia tendang perahu kayu yang hampir selesai itu dan jatuh dengan posisi terbalik. Perahu itu kini berubah menjadi sebuah gunung yang dinamakan Gunung Tangkuban Parahu atau perahu terbalik dalam bahasa Sunda yang digunakan oleh orang Bandung.
Sang Kuryang, The Legend of Tangkuban Parahu Volcano. Once upon a time, in a jungle, there lived a beautiful princess named Dayang Sumbi, who was in love with a black dog called Tumang. Not long after their wedding, a child named Sang Kuryang was born, who grew up to be funny, healthy, and clever. Sang Kuryang never knew that Tumang, the dog, who always stayed faithfully by his side, was actually his father. Seeing how close her husband and son were, Dayang Sumbi loved both of them even more. Despite this, she never thought to tell Sang Kuryang who Tumang really was. Dayang Sumbi was happy when one day Sang Kuryang said that he was going to hunt deer with Tumang. "My son knows how much I love deer kidney," she said. They were gone for several days. When Sang Kuryang reappeared, Dayang Sumbi hugged him, overjoyed, and quickly took the deer kidney he had brought as a sign of her appreciation for his efforts to make her happy. Dayang Sumbi was aware that Tumang did not come home with Sang Kuryang. She quickly asked Sang Kuryang where Tumang was. Sang Kuryang seemed reluctant to explain why Tumang had not come home with him after hunting deer in the forest. Dayang Sumbi became even more curious and worried, listening to Sang Kuryang's explanation. Sang Kuryang explained that he had experienced great difficulty in catching the deer he had promised her. Sang Kuryang ordered Tumang to chase the deer, but he was unable to catch it. In anger, Sang Kuryang released all his disappointment at Tumang's failure to catch the deer as if it were Tumang's fault. An evil thought entered Sang Kuryang's heart. He fired a sharp arrow at Tumang and took the dog's kidneys to give to Dayang Sumbi. Dayang Sumbi was shattered at hearing the story. Without thinking, she hit Sang Kuryang's head with a branch from a nearby tree, screaming hysterically. She threw him out and forbade him from returning to her. Sang Kuryang left, with no clear destination in mind, regretting his action and holding his head, which was badly injured. He went to live in the forest. There he was looked after by an old hermit who fed him and brought him up. Several years later, Sang Kuryang had grown into a handsome, powerful young man who wandered from place to place seeking knowledge. One day, without being aware of it, he set foot in the place where he had been brought up by his mother all those years ago. His heart jumped when he saw an attractive woman. He did not know that the woman was Dayang Sumbi, his own mother, who was still beautiful, Dayang Sumbi also felt a similar attraction to Sang Kuryang. They began to meet often, chatting together like two lovers. Dayang Sumbi did not refuse Sang Kuryang when he said he wanted to marry her. However, she was shocked when she saw an old wound on his head. The wound convinced her that Sang Kuryang was her son. It would be impossible to marry her son. But it would also be very hard to break the promise that she had made to marry him. So Dayang Sumbi set a certain condition that Sang Kuryang had to fulfill if he wanted to marry her. Dayang Sumbi wanted a huge wooden boat made in just one night. This was with the hope that Sang Kuryang would not be able to succeed. Sang Kuryang agreed to the condition. With his magic powers, Sang Kuryang worked hard to make the boat before dawn broke. He brought along special creatures from the forest to help him. Dayang Sumbi was very worried and thought hard of a way to make sure he would fail, praying constantly. In her prayers, Dayang Sumbi found inspiration. Quickly, she took a pestle from the kitchen and started hitting it as hard as possible against the mortar. The strange creatures helping Sang Kuryang were scared to hear the noise and ran away, leaving their work unfinished. They thought that dawn was breaking. They were nocturnal animals that were scared of daylight. Angry, Sang Kuryang felt he had failed because the strange creatures were not helping him. So he kicked the almost finished wooden boat away. It landed upside down. The boat changed into a mountain that is now called Tangkuban Prahu, or upturned boat, in the language of the Sundanese people of Bandung.